It is the record on KUOW. A new report shows people still don't trust the Seattle police. The Seattle Community Policing Commission yesterday explained a report to the Seattle City Council. It included a survey that showed many people feel the Seattle police don't treat people of different races equally. The report's just one more piece of bad news for the police department. It's been under scrutiny since the Justice Department condemned it for biased policing and improper use of force. All of this comes in the midst of the search for a new Seattle police chief. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray told me he's working hard to reform the police department.
So one of the things we've done is we hired Chief Bailey, the first African-American chief in Seattle's history. We now have the most diverse command staff in the history of Seattle, with more than one minority and more than one woman. We now have the largest number of African-Americans who are head of the precincts. That's all been in the last 2 months. But that by itself won't be enough. We are implementing the policies related to bias policing. We have developed training and are in the process of training our entire police force, not on just on bias policing, but also on issues related to use of force, among others.
The other thing that was notable in the executive summary of that report was a call on the part of citizenry for education of the public, not the police, although they did call for that. But what are people's rights when it comes to charges of excessive use of force? And is there any way that the city can set up some sort of public education when it comes to citizen rights?
Well, I think we can. And I think one of the challenges we have is we want citizen participation. We want a citizen oversight process. But what we have is a fairly Byzantine situation when it comes to who's involved and who has authority outside of the mayor and the police department. We need to clarify that. It's one of the discussions I had last Friday when I was in Washington, D.C. with the attorney general himself and with his staff about how we can establish in Seattle some best standards for citizen participation.
Now, you mentioned that you met with Attorney General Holder, and I know that part of that was to give the Justice Department an update on where we were with the reform process, right?
It was. We were also invited back because the Justice Department views us of having made some movement in the last few months. And I think that's important. You know, we have significant issues in our police force, but we're also making progress. And it's important, and I really want to thank the Attorney General. It was important for him to acknowledge that we are making progress.
Now, you mentioned you hired the first African-American police chief, but Harry Bailey is an interim chief.
Yes.
Last week, you put out in your weekly newsletter an update on where we are with the police hiring, chief hiring process. Can you give our listeners an update on that?
Sure. First, when I appointed Harry Bailey, it wasn't to act as an interim. He is technically an interim, but it was to continue with the reform efforts and not to wait for a permanent police chief. And so he's carrying a lot of this reform effort on his back. The community process, where we had a extensive process in the community to ask people what they were looking for in a chief of police, is finished. That report is done. The hiring process is underway. It will close, I believe, on April 4th. It is our hope that then the interviewing process will be completed sometime in the middle of May with a recommendation to me. That will be, in recent history, the quickest process to hire a chief of police.
Well, in fact, the last big process that we went through a couple of years back, not the most recent chief, the most recent interim chief. We've had a lot of interims, Chief Pugel. But before that, several of the candidates pulled out. They had concerns about the department. How would you reassure your top picks that this would be the job for them?
Well, first of all, I would assure them that they would work directly and report directly to me. Secondly, they would find a police reform that is extensively underway in the reform efforts as a result of Chief Bailey's actions. Third, they would see, unlike the last hiring process, a city, a mayor's office, a council, a city attorney's office, and the Justice Department working together. That was not the case last time. So I think they'd find a way to actually be a leader in reforming our police department and making it a national model. And I do think we have an opportunity, and Attorney General Holder also believes that Seattle has an opportunity to be a model about how you reform an urban police department.
I would be remiss, since we're talking about the police, to not mention that a couple of weeks back, Chief Bailey and you were caught in a kind of kerfuffle over disciplinary actions for some officers, most notably somebody who'd been involved in a dispute with a journalist from The Stranger. You initially, and rightfully so, backed up your chief. You had to walk back a little bit. What was your thinking process during that? Can you walk us through
sure.
that?
Sure. You know, the intent was good on the chief's part, which is we have a series of complaints that go on for years and years, and not all complaints are equal with all complaints, and perhaps he could move some of these forward. We move too fast. We don't have a process in place to expedite complaints. Our review process, as I said, is multi-leveled, multi-step, somewhat confusing to the public, and quite honestly, somewhat confusing to people who actually work in the process itself. So we acted too soon. It was my mistake. I was the one who backed the chief up. I was the one who asked the chief to pull back and review those cases. So I own that. That was my thinking.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, will hear more from him in the next hour, including about how he feels about driving on the Alaskan Way Viaduct.
Having grown up here and been through several huge earthquakes, I'm nervous when I'm on any road. I have been on the viaduct since I've been aware of those cracks.
And you don't clutch the handle, the door handle?
I have a rosary. No.
That's more from Seattle Mayor Ed Murray next hour on The Record from KUOW.